This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag, or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, and so now finally, as their last option, they're telling the truth.
Pressure is mounting on President Biden to drop his re-election bid. Yesterday, his deputy campaign manager was outside the RNC pushing back.
Look, the president has said it several times. He's staying in this race.
That's Quentin Folks. Meanwhile, progressive commentator Matt Rothschild says it's time for Joe to go.
It's just a fact, a demonstrable fact that Biden's over the hill.
He spoke with Civic Media. Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his re-election campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told a story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. Two Republican state lawmakers want ballot drop boxes monitored by law enforcement and cameras in Wisconsin. The bill from Representative Scott Krug and Senator Dan Knodel would require round-the-clock monitoring for drop boxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Airlines, banks, and 911 centers are experiencing outages across the world. Locally, the Central Wisconsin Airport says everything is still running smoothly, but staff say they'll see how it goes as the day progresses. Swimming is so much fun in the summer, but safety should be at the top of your list. Amy Larson is an EMS outreach coordinator with Aspirus Medevac. She said cuts on feet and drownings are common calls for emergency crews. They also see a lot of neck and back injuries from water skiing, tubing, and diving.
Shallow water diving emergencies are very common as well. If you aren't sure how deep the water is, please do not dive in.
She says when it comes to life jackets, they go by weight. And it's not only the law to have a life jacket for every person on a boat, but it could save their life.
When you're looking at life jackets, make sure that they have the U.S. Coast Guard approved seal on them to make sure that they will help your child if the worst happens.
We all know it's important to stay hydrated when we're having fun in the summer sun. But do you remember to drink water when you're out in the water?
Stay hydrated. Even though you're in the water, you still need to make sure you are drinking enough water.
She said not staying hydrated, especially while swimming, can add to your risk of injury.
Not being hydrated can cause a number of other issues such as cramps while swimming, which can lead to drowning.
Amy also said that if you see a water emergency taking place, help them if you can. But first, call 911.
If you see a water emergency taking place, if you are safely able to get them out of the water, please do so. But the first thing we would like you to do is call 911. The sooner you call 911, the sooner the emergency medical personnel and first responders can get to that patient and give them the care they need.
The Oneida County Health Department reports a confirmed case of the whooping cough. Head to BullFallsRadio.com for more information. And Wausau and Schofield are discussing ways to make it safer for bicyclists and pedestrians traveling between the two areas. Currently, the quickest route through the city for cyclists is along Grand Avenue and Business 51. While this path is fast, it is not always safe due to the heavy traffic. The city's layout and the presence of the river complicate this situation, as no street runs exactly parallel to Grand Avenue, and there's no effective alternative route. In a meeting held yesterday, they proposed creating a new off-street path and a footbridge over the river. This would allow everyone to travel safely and away from traffic. However, the trail comes at a cost, anywhere between $19 million and $22 million. $1 million. Grants could cover up to 80% of these costs, and if it all goes to plan, construction will begin in 2029, and it's expected to take about 2 years, wrapping up in 2031. A Central Wisconsin chef competed in a national competition and took second place. Adam Jamgonkian, executive chef and owner of Chow, took the silver medal in the quarterfinals of the national competition, Favorite Chef. He says he intends to enter the contest again next year. And 7 days of air shows and activities, visitors from 92 countries, over 500,000 people. It's enough to make Oshkosh famous, says Dick Napinski, director of communications for EAA Air Venture.
If you go around the world and talk to a pilot and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about. Either they've been there, or they know somebody who's been there, or they want to get there, because there is no place that puts this scale and scope of people and aircraft in one place like we do at EAA Air Venture.
This event runs from July 22nd through the 28th. Visit EAA.org for schedules and information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, AJ Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're planning on hitting the theaters this weekend here in Wisconsin, you have one of the most highly anticipated films of the summer hitting the big screen. Twisters, starring Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar-Jones, opens July 19th. The film has tested well with audiences and is drawing in almost 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a classic summer blockbuster film and is expected to overtake Despicable Me 4 for the top spot at the box office this weekend. And the summer of the horror genre continues with the film Oddity, which is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And with no megastars in the film, you'll be able to really lose yourself in the story. And finally, if you like sitting at home and watching something in the comfort of your own surroundings, I highly recommend Presumed Innocent on Apple. I am 7 episodes into the adaptation of the Scott Turow novel of the same title, and it is absolutely riveting, and I still have no clue who done it. Have fun at the movies or at home. The 2024 Emmy nominations are out. Leading the way with 25 nominations is Shogun, followed by The Bear with 23, and Only Murders in the Building coming in with 21. As far as networks and streamers go, Netflix led the way with 107 nominations, followed by FX with 93 and HBO Max with 91. The Emmy Awards will air September 15th on ABC. The comedy world took a hit when it was announced that Bob Newhart passed away Thursday. The Oak Park, Illinois native was a legend in the world of stand-up comedy. His album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was the first comedy album ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It also won Newhart 3 Grammy Awards. He went on to have 2 very successful sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, which ran for a combined 16 seasons. More recently, Bob Newhart was known for playing Will Ferrell's dad, Papa Elf, in the Christmas film Elf. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. In good Hollywood feels news, Ryan Reynolds says he forfeited much of his salary to get the first Deadpool made. What did he do with what little salary he had left? Variety reports that Reynolds gave it to his co-writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Warnick, so they could be on the set with Reynolds and form a de facto writer's room. At this time, I should mention that his per diem on the big budget film is the budget of a small country. Still a nice gesture and a good guy. Can you imagine going through life hearing rumors that your mom slept with Mick Jagger? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau can. Apparently, his mother, Margaret, attended a Rolling Stones concert and partied with the band after splitting with Trudeau's dad in the 70s. Margaret admits to partying with the Stones, but denies the rumors that she ever slept with Jagger, but joked that in retrospect, she says she would have slept with every single one of them. It's not so bad, Justin. Maybe she meant take a nap. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday. Partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.